Defensive coordinator Ray Horton was not pleased with the outcome of last week's game against the Miami Dolphins. He talks about that and more in today's press conference.
Overall, not good enough, meaning if we would have held Miami to 9 points, I think that would be good. There was some, you know, ebbs and flows in the game, the run game, the pass game. There was points that we were good. There was some good three and outs. But, you know, when you look at the overall performance, it wasn't good enough for us to win. You know, going back, I wish I would have done something more to help them. You know, we did a great job of taking Mike Wallace out of the game, and Brian Hartline had a an out and up for a touchdown, which turned out to be a huge, probably the winning play of the game. I appreciate what Buster did. Buster was hurt last week. He came in. We weren't sure if he was going to play last week, and you know, he had a fantastic, you know, mental and physical toughness of going in the game and playing. I think when you look at the overall performance, I think they held their own. If I could take back one call, I would.
What call would that be?
The out and up.
When you keep the pressure on them, even during that last drive where I think Tannehill went 6 for 7, are you satisfied that that was the way to handle that as well, or do you feel like you should at least maybe back and play a little softer there?
You know, obviously hindsight is 20/20. If I could do it again, yeah, I probably would have changed just a little bit because they couldn't run the ball on us. And I think that's going to be one of our calling cards the entire year. So you want to mix it up, but you also want to force a turnover. The softer you are, you know, theoretically the quarterback will just check the ball down, and we're trying to create turnovers.
I'm sorry. Did the way you guys played run defense so well, did that leave you vulnerable on pass plays, or – was that unrelated?
No, I think if you look at the game, to me the biggest one was the Hartline out and up, and it was just more of a technique, and then the run game I think is what our strength's going to be, and then obviously we need to create some turnovers back there. So I don't think one led to another. Meaning, do you change your calls because you're stopping the run? I expect us to stop the run.
Ray, are you surprised
No, you know, I think this is a very young team. It is a new team for him, but this is a young team, and I think he came in and demonstrated, you know, some leadership ability that you guys probably can't see, you know, outside of the field, in the classroom and in the locker room, where he's helping guys understand how to be a pro, how to study, and how to work. So was it a surprise to me? It really wasn't. It was kind of expected after watching the role he's taken.
Can you talk about Paul Kruger? How good is he? How good can he be? How happy are you that he's on your side?
Yeah, I'm sure for him personally, this is probably a big week going back to his former team. He's going to be one of our, you know, stalwarts. We need him to play well. He played well last week. He played well in the run. He's taking on, I think, a leadership role now that he's comfortable being here. He's one of our important guys, and we've got to keep him fresh. And really, I think the thing we have to do now is keep him from hyperventilating going back to Baltimore. But he's definitely expanding his leadership role, and we all know he's a very, very good player. I certainly hope not. It was, to me, the most glaring statistic of the game. Obviously, the score is the most important. And there were some errors that happened on the field, and I put those on myself of not having been better prepared our players for certain adjustments that they did. And that was very disappointing to me, because that enabled them to continue some drives, and it was a huge factor in the game. We're going to ease him in. Obviously, your first-round pick, you want him on the field as much as you can. And it's going to be what he can handle. I also want to realize that he's only played, I think, 7 plays total, I think, in the NFL. So I don't want to just throw him in there and say, go. You know, there were some errors last week from guys playing different positions. and he'll be playing for the first time. So I want to eliminate the error factor by calling a different game. You use the exact words I would use. And I think the mental capacity to learn, I think sometimes unless you talk to him about football, I don't think his intelligence comes across, meaning you don't know it because you don't see what he does. For me, it's just I want him to – it's like a learning curve. Let him go. Let him make his errors. Let him make his big plays. I'll find out what he does well and what he doesn't. I don't want to overload him his first game, but I also want to give him some – some soft pitches to hit. And so I want to give him less thinking and more reaction type stuff.
I wonder what Desmond Bryant would do if when he would push the train to his backstats.
Mm-hmm.
I guess probably what you thought, right?
What we hoped for, absolutely. He was dominant up front, and he's going to be, I think, one of the first times I've talked with you guys. We talked about depth. He missed most of training camp, but the depth there enabled, with Ruben being out, he just stepped in, and I know he's a starter, but he provided fantastic push up front. He's one of our leaders, too. We've got some guys that are leaders on our team, and Desmond is a guy we expect big things from, and he had a fantastic start.
Are you comfortable with the number of cornerbacks that you have available to you?
No, I would like more, just like I would like more outside backers and more D linemen, and the word I just used, depth. I'm comfortable with it. Am I happy? No, I want more of everything. But am I comfortable? I am. I am comfortable. I have trust in our players.
Let's got more questions. Ruben, obviously, that's a guy you really like.
Mm-hmm.
It minimizes what you like in your big guys.
Mm-hmm.
How much having him out hurts, and what do you feel you have behind him? How they do?
It hurts because he's a good player that you don't have on the field. But I have fantastic and tremendous trust in our players that I'll use a word that the players use, next man up. I don't blink at who. I don't need to know who's in the game. I just know that we'll have a good, solid player in the game.
How big a challenge is Flacco? Can you fluster a guy that just won the Super Bowl 6 months ago?
He's every year that he's been in the league, this is his sixth year. He's been in the playoffs every single year, so he's taken from a rookie on to the Super Bowl. He's seen a lot. He's a big, strong, physical player. He's been in this division his whole career, so he's seen a lot. He's taken hits. Are we going to fluster him? No. Can we rattle him? I hope so, by hits. But he's seen, complex defenses. He's seen, straight cover two defenses. He's a veteran quarterback that's been in the playoffs every year, so no. But can we affect it? Yeah, I hope so.
Is a guy with one of the best arms in the league, Flacco,
mm-hmm.
is it more of a challenge or less of a challenge than a dual threat?
As soon as you said that, I flashed back to the play against Denver where he stepped up in the pocket and threw it about 65 yards in the air. And then he threw a play against the Indianapolis Colts in the playoff where he rolled and threw it to Anquan Boldin. He's got a strong arm, and he keeps plays alive. You've got to bring him down. He can run. He runs both ways, meaning booting. So he offers a challenge like the big quarterbacks in this league do. You have to hit him, and you've got to knock him off his rhythm.